So a few years back, I went to Alaska with 9 other guys from seminary. And we went to Alaska, a beautiful state, to hear what those missionaries were doing in Alaska. Such a large state, they don't have enough pastors to meet the needs of every single village, and people are so spread out. And so they were doing something new and to reach the people of Alaska. And while we were there, we drove basically on the triangle of roads from Anchorage to Fairbanks and Toke and then back. And while we were at the northernmost part of that road, we saw a sign that said this: choose your rut carefully, you'll be in it for the next 200 miles, all right? Because after that, there was no more paved roads. And it got me thinking, all right? Choose your rut carefully. Do we do that, and do we think about that in our lives? Have you ever found yourself in a rut, all right? Maybe on purpose, or maybe inadvertently. And it's amazing, once you get into that rut, once you get into that habit, it's hard to break, it's hard to change. And so as we think about Advent preparation, about Jesus coming back, I want you to keep this road sign in the back of your minds. You know, choose your rut, choose your life, choose the way that you live carefully, because you're going to be in it for the next month, year, 5 years, 10 years, the rest of your life. So with that, we come to John the Baptist. Because John the Baptist was basically the sign for the people of that day. But he didn't say, choose your rut carefully. He preached his message that said, repent, the kingdom of heaven is near. John the Baptist was saying that the way that you have living, the world is about to change because God is doing something. God is at work. God is about to reveal to the world that his Son, Jesus Christ, in the flesh, lives on this earth. Jesus was about to begin his mission. And the best way to prepare for Jesus was to repent. Now what exactly is repentance? I've kind of got a road theme motive for today's service. And so have you ever seen this road sign? How many of you have ignored this road sign? Yes. All right. You know what? You just got to make a U-turn. So when I think about this sign, I think people think that you know, repentance is actually, it's a U-turn. All right. And so when you think about your life caught in the rut of sin, what repentance is, it's turning away from sin and turning back to God. Especially for us as Christians, we know how to face God. We know how to live for him. But all too often, we get caught in ruts that lead us not towards God, but away from God. And so part of a Christian's regular life is to look at our lives and say, where do I need to make a U-turn? Okay? Where am I stuck heading in a direction that I don't want to be heading in? God, forgive me for my sin, and by the power of your Holy Spirit, move me, change me, help me turn away from my sin and towards you. We often say, I'm sorry, but if you've ever had anybody say to you, I'm sorry, but then they keep doing what they said that they're sorry for, do you think they're sorry? I think that's what this message is also for us for Advent. It's a season not just to say, God, I messed up, I'm sorry, but then we get back into that rut. Advent is a season to prepare our hearts and minds for the coming of Jesus, to get out of that rut, to get into a life that follows God, to not just with our lips say, God, I'm sorry, please forgive me, but to let that repentance change how we live. Because that's what Jesus died for. He didn't die for us to say just emptily, I'm sorry, God, to receive this grace and make it cheap by keeping on sinning. But Jesus died on the cross that our sins might be forgiven, to now live for him. And so this Advent life is one that we bear fruit in keeping with repentance. We bear a life that shows by our actions that the faith in our heart has heard the call of Jesus Christ, has received that new birth through faith in him, and now we live for him. So one last sign. Caution! The end is near. That's how we want to live our lives, isn't it? If you knew that tomorrow, or a month from now, or 6 months from now, that the end was coming, how would that affect how you live? Would it change it at all? John the Baptist says, the end is near. Jesus is coming. Today we too remember and live as if Jesus were going to be here tomorrow. That instead of storing up for ourselves, how can we give generously? How can we live generously? How can we say, God, use me in all that I am and all that I have, that your kingdom may grow, that more and more people might know Jesus Christ, so that before you comes, heaven may become a more popular, not populated, populated place. All right, it's a popular place too. So may together we repent and turn towards God. Amen. Amen.